Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Before,
I heard Family Guy's in the new season, so, you know, we're pretty hyped for that. But hopefully the new Matt's good. But a huge, huge piece of news came out, and I'm hoping to release this video by the time that the trailer comes out for this video game. This video game is Grand Theft Auto 6.
Man, we've been talking about that for years.
Years. I mean, I'm talking waiting. Decades. Decades.
Decades, you're right.
Decades for the GTA 6.
The podcast I've created, and we're going to have a little one-on-one interview with different people.
What's up, boys? We live. As this is the second episode.
Is it weird that I'm holding my mic like this?
Nah, you fine. What's up, guys? This is the second episode of the Divergent View podcast. I got one of my buddies on the pod this time, Riker. Where are you from, Riker?
Well, I'm from Metro Detroit, Michigan. I've lived there almost my entire life, but moved down here a year ago, and I've lived in Naples ever since.
Nice, man. Let's get it. All right, so Riker, what hobbies do you like? What sports do you play? Just give me a couple of these, you know?
Yeah, so I play football, and I play high school football. I'm only a freshman, but we had a good run this season. It was tough. We lost last night.
Really?
Yeah, it was. We had a 9-3 season. It was really good, but it was the state semifinals.
So that's a bummer.
It was a big bummer. We all went home all sad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Yeah, but, you tough. Know, it was a good season. We all played well.
Yeah, for sure. And what are some of your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do?
Oh, yeah. I go fishing a lot. You know,
fishing, yeah.
I mean, you could call it a sport. Some people call it a sport.
You know, I would consider it a sport, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things like golf. I mean, it's
golf
just like
tournaments, fishing tournaments. Yeah, you know, it could translate. You know,
it's really
saying?
Just like you stand around, hit the ball, which it really is a sport, right?
Golf
is a sport. Everybody knows that.
Golf is for
sure
a sport, yeah, for sure. And with fishing, too, you know, I'm fishing everywhere, too. I'm probably not as big as you with fishing, but I go to, like, golf courses. And when you fish in places that have a sign or maybe don't have a sign, they get really mad at you. And some Karens will call the police on you. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what it's like down here. Yeah. And in Naples, like, the gated communities, they're all, like, really uptight about fishing on, especially the golf
communities. No fishing. I've had, like,
three
cops calling me. Three cops this year, so.
Yeah, I know. Same. No fishing. No, like, hanging around the ponds.
Yeah,
It's just like, you can't do that down here.
So, Riker, obviously you're from Michigan, but how did you guys get all the way down here to Florida?
Yeah, so it really is kind of a long story, but I could try to make it short.
Yeah, for sure. Just give me a quick thing, you know?
Yeah, so we lived in Michigan our entire lives, me and my two brothers. I'm the middle child. I have two brothers.
Got it.
And our whole lives, we went to this small private school with only like 150 kids in it. It was tiny.
Wow.
Really tiny.
Really tiny. Yeah, that's tiny.
Yeah, like 10 of us in a class.
So no, you have like no potential to make
like no opportunity. A lot of friends out there. We only had basketball and wrestling.
Wow.
And volleyball. But I'm not going to play volleyball.
So did you play wrestling?
No, I never did just because, I don't know, I was really heavy for my age growing up.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like the opposite. I'm, you know.
Yeah. Keep going.
But, yeah, we went there our whole lives, and my brother's huge on football. My older brother is huge on it. He, like...
So, like, he's insane about football.
Yeah,
like,
no, but it's tough because our old school didn't have a football team.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't have the money or the players or anything.
So they couldn't fund a football team, and that caused a problem, so...
So he went to the local high school while me and my little brother stayed at that school.
Yeah.
And, He did good there. He played on the freshman team because, I mean, that's how they do it. If you're a freshman, you play on the freshman team. And
one thing I want to say is I feel like the Midwest teams, I feel like there's a varsity and a JV team. But as you migrate down, like, lower to Texas and Florida, there's only one team. And that's kind of for a reason. And that's because we're ranked so good out here, Texas and Florida and California even too. They're ranked so highly on football that they don't even mess around with JV. You just play varsity. So,
yeah, no, football's a tough racket. Football's really serious down in the South.
Like, so I can imagine, keep going.
Yeah, no, Florida, Texas, California, really, really serious football.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he had a good year there. He balled out. He was a receiver.
Yeah.
And he did great down there, but he thought he could be doing more.
Yeah.
So his sophomore year, we had him board down at IMG.
Really?
And so...
And just a little backstory on IMG. It's a school in... What'd you say?
It's in Sarasota.
Sarasota, Florida, you know? So it's full dormitories, so you're sleeping there, you know, whatever. They feed you and all of that, so you're basically there for high school, but yeah, it's really
no.
college.
No,
so.
It's almost like a D1 college. I mean, yeah. It's got a nutritionist. It's got, like, it's crazy food that there. You can go buy. It's dorms, amazing facilities. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so he went there for a year and he didn't end up liking it. He didn't end up
IMG?
No, yeah, he didn't end up liking IMG. No. So what he ended up doing, he didn't want to take a step back and go back to his public school in Michigan.
Yeah.
So we like had a lot of talking over that summer. We had a lot of talking and we had known some, my mom grew up with some people in Naples, Florida.
Really?
And
so just relocation for the better cause, you know?
Yeah, no, we just ended up moving here. It was just like a quick, it was really yeah, quick.
That's similar to me, you know, just better potential out here. You know, I'm from Chicago, as you guys might know, but you know, there's just better potential out here, and it really is crazy because now more and more people are migrating down here, and now it's getting so busy. Real estate is literally insane out here.
I mean, especially when it's like the winter, the snowbirds come down here, and they're all like,
so like
traffic. And
so would you say you're happy that you're down here? Because there's obviously pros and cons to that. So it does bring up the value of where you live, but
oh man, I love it down here.
You do?
Like, it was an amazing change for me, just because like more socially, I met so many new people. Like a year ago, I didn't even know you.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, you know. Now you're on my podcast.
Yeah,
and now, I know, right? Now we're running it. But quick thing I do want to say. This episode is brought to you by Vita Coconut Water. You know, this stuff's really good, very nutritious for the body, has a bunch of electrolytes. Yeah, you know, they're hand-picked in Madagascar, shipped in, and, you know, they clean them out and everything. And go buy a Vita Coconut Water. It's very good, you know. Me and Koozie are going to give it a quick taste really quick.
Yeah, get yourself some Vita Coca. This is my favorite stuff. I mean, I've lived off this for like the past
year.
Here
we go. Bottoms up, buddy. Okay.
Dude, that is good.
I'm telling you. No, because like other coconut water is like very like sour. This is like nice and sweet.
No, it's sweet.
It's got a rich taste to it, you know what I'm saying?
Like, for those big brands, you feel like the bigger the brand is, the less quality they get.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like McDonald's, I mean, I feel like when it first started, it was really good. I mean, I wasn't alive then.
Yeah.
But when it was first an idea, it was really good.
Yeah, like Ronald McDonald started that whole corporation.
Yeah, no. And then like the newer it got, you know, just the quality went down, you know what I mean? It's just like McDonald's is like known as crap food. It's just crap food.
Well, another thing is too, because they're just a corporation now, you know. As McDonald's started out, it was just a burger place, and I forget, it was like Indiana or Illinois, wherever they started.
Yeah.
But now they're worldwide, so they really just don't care about the quality anymore because it's not ran by the guys who open it. And I guess it just went downhill, just like every other fast food place, and now that's why United States obesity rate is up. Going through the tubes and it won't stop.
Yeah, I know, man. And I feel like that's one of the reasons Chick-fil-A, you know, we love Chick-fil-A, uh-huh. Right?
Love Chick-fil-A.
That's because it's like newer, isn't it? It's not super old, is it?
And, you know, it's all chicken, you know, like whatever they say, non-GMO. I don't even know what that stuff means, you know, organic, no preservatives, whatever that means. They throw that all on the menu, you know, who even knows if it works, but I don't know, the food tastes pretty good there. And they only, that's another thing to mention, they only have, what is it, 5-6 things on the menu of Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, no, they got the sandwich, the nuggets, the tenders,
so
and the salad, you know?
If you keep down the limit of your of the products that you have, I think you can make better quality. Because you're not going there, you're making this, and people aren't ordering it, and then it just stays in there, gets stale, gets old, you know what I'm saying? For instance, for like any other place, like say like Moe's, that's like a Chipotle place.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
You know, like the bag of chips stay on the wall because nobody's buying them. So if you only have six things, you know, they keep coming. They just keep going. You know, they keep selling. So production just speeds up quicker and it has a good result. But this is definitely a good result too. Vita coconut water definitely heals the body.
Yeah, bring back to Vita Coca. Love that stuff.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So another thing I want to talk about is the video game industry. You know, video game industry has been booming right now with the new Fortnite coming out, and actually filming this Saturday. So the Fortnite live event of Eminem just happened, and we're sad OG Fortnite's gone.
I know, I'm we're sure gonna miss it.
So I heard they're bringing it back next year.
That's rumor has it 2024.
So, I heard Family Guy's in the new season, so you know, we're pretty hyped for that, but hopefully the new map's good. But a huge piece of news came out, and I'm hoping to release this video by the time that the trailer comes out for this video game. This video game is Grand Theft Auto 6.
Man, we've been talking about that for years.
Years. I mean, we've been talking decades. Decades.
Decades, you're right.
Decades for the GTA 6. And they're coming out with a trailer December 5th. I'm trying to release it December 4th. So I hope you guys are all hyped for this GTA 6. They're saying Miami, Chicago, and I forget the other. There's going to be three, you know. And another great marketing thing for GTA, Grand Theft Auto, owned by Rockstar Gaming. Rockstar hasn't released the new GTA 6 in so long, but it's honestly earned them so much more money because they're making almost $1 million a week just off of the GTA 5 because they're just not releasing the newer version. So it kind of just like, you know, the same people just keep playing. And you would think it would get old, but it really doesn't. I looked at the marketing statistics.
Yeah, you feel like it doesn't attract, like, new customers, right? You don't think it would because it's so old. But it's one of those, like, great games. It's one of those legendary games. Everybody knows it. You could say GTA 5. Everybody knows that name.
Of course, man, you know? And then another thing that just came out is tech. Obviously, tech's been up. Technology, as I sort of said, technology, they're making glasses that have cameras on them, Ray-Bans. I'm sure you guys have seen them.
I've wanted a pair of those. Those are sick.
So they have cameras on each side, so this and this side, and then they also have speakers in the back. They're only selling them for $300, which is expensive, obviously, but $300 for cameras and a glasses that you could tap on. It'll record whatever you want to record, and then after it's done recording, right, it'll automatically upload it to Facebook because it's owned by Meta.
Oh, seriously?
So Mark Zuck has been concocting a plan that's been working the whole time. So, I mean, it's crazy. All these rich guys, they just keep getting richer.
I know. I mean, he's kind of a genius, though. I mean, like, all those rich guys are really smart.
Very smart. So, I mean, it's crazy now because also with technology, a streaming website, video call / Discord, however you want to call it, place called Omegle.
Omegle. Yeah, we've all been up late.
Omegle.
Doing stuff we should have known that, you know.
Yeah, and also other people haven't been doing stuff good on Omegle. Some weird people. We're not going to get into that, though. But legally, things happened with Omegle with the youth that shouldn't have been on there and also the grown people that shouldn't have been doing stuff on there. And it kind of resulted in an ultimate failure for both of them because now Omegle's shut down. 2009, they opened up, and now 2023, shortly lived, in my opinion, because that place could have gone a little longer. And I read a report of the guy who made it. I forget his name, but whoever made it, he was a weird-looking guy, but he's been making so much money off of this Omegle, and it really is crazy, but, I mean, you know, man, and then they just shut it down like that legally, never bring it back, so I wonder if a new app's going to come up in the App Store like Omegle or even a search engine, so.
I mean, because there's no other app like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really unique.
Yeah.
No, like, I've been on Omegle. I don't use it that much. Like, when it was out, I didn't even hear when it was getting canceled. Like, you telling me this? Yeah. I thought it was just a rumor.
So it's all done. You know, the website just says, like, a tombstone, whatever, 2009 to 2023. But a bunch of legal things happened behind the doors, and they tried to win the case and not keep it inside E, and so if they won, nobody would know about it. But another thing about technology, too, is they're coming up with these, you know, like, police have the cameras on their chest. What do they call it?
Yeah, like the body cams.
Body cams, yeah. So I think Meta, again, so that would be Mike Zuckerberg, Facebook. Meta is making a little camera. You just, you know, latch onto your chest, wherever you want. It has a little clip on it, just like one of those microphone clips. It's a tiny camera, and you literally just walk around, just like the glasses, and you just start taking pictures of thing, and it'll automatically upload it to you.
Oh, what? So Mark Zuckerberg's going crazy with his inventions, like.
Yeah, he really is.
Like, and his Facebook, all his Meta. Like, Meta, I feel like, owns all technology.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Meta does so
much. They just bought out Instagram, right?
Yeah, they did.
Instagram and Snapchat's privately owned. I don't know who it's owned by, but
yeah.
I know it's owned by somebody. And another thing, too, I want to get to is Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. So they're releasing the Cybertruck. You know what the Cybertruck
is? Yeah, no, I thought that was like a fake concept that was never going to happen.
That's what I thought, too.
Like,
so,
you know, those are going to be commercially, like, retailed.
Yeah, and they're very cheap for what I thought they were going to be. So I'll explain a little bit about it. I read a big report on it. It's made of stainless steel, aluminum. It's bulletproof. Even the glass windows are bulletproof. Pretty much everything on the car is bulletproofed. And, you know, thing goes 0 to 60 faster than a normal Tesla.
So you would need it if you lived in Chicago, right?
A little shoot and run. Yeah. Only if we're playing Fortnite, I will need
only
it.
Okay, of course.
I mean, but you know, you gotta stay safe. But as I was saying, bulletproof tires, so they can't even knock those off.
That's crazy. That feels like it sounds modded. Like you would need that in the military.
Yeah, I know.
Like, maybe, what are?
I don't know where he's going for, but there's three versions. The first one's $60,000. That has no mods. It's just bulletproof, no nothing. Second one is $80,000. It has a couple mods, but the third one is called Cyber Beast. It has, like, you know, like a Dodge Charger, Hellcat. Yeah. We all know what a Hellcat is. Yeah. It's basically like that, like Scat Pack, Hellcat, and it kind of builds itself up. So the Cyber Beast is basically the end all, like, it's all modded, you know. It has, like, the, because its Cybertruck has a back truck on it, and it has, like, all that stuff on it. You could, like, fry. They have, like, a frying pan on there, you know.
Yeah.
All that cool stuff. But, you know, man.
No, yeah, I thought that was fake. I honestly thought that was fake. That was never going to happen.
Yeah.
Unlike Cyber Beast. That sounds scary. That sounds like a military vehicle.
I know. And he keeps going with it, you know? So
yeah.
Who knows what he does in the future. But we're just going to take a little break really quick. We'll be back with a second segment. But all right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about sports. You know, obviously the NFL, we're on week like 15, 16, whatever we're on. You know, it's been getting a little chippy towards the playoffs. You know, teams have been really like changing. Like a 500 team right now, so 6-6 Seahawks are going to be like the sixth seed in the playoffs. So it's getting really close, but the Eagles are dominating so far. What do you think about
it? Yeah, and like touching on that, the Broncos, like they sucked at the beginning of the year. They were not going anywhere. What were they? They were like 0-5 or something, right?
They were 1-3 or 4. They're on a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah, no, now they're like 5-5. 5-5.
Telling you, Russell Wilson.
I know.
What I'm saying.
He's cooking.
He's cooking right now, you know, Dangerous Russ. And another thing, Geno Smith has not been cooking.
Yeah, no, I've had him on my fantasy team. Yeah. I've been disappointed. I've had Jordan Love starting over him.
They wrote him off, and he said he wouldn't write back. But right now he's writing back because L's in a row is him writing back, saying that he's sorry. So I'm just very confused about the Seahawks right now. Obviously, last time we did the pod, they were 6-3, three L's in a row. It's whatever. But something I wanted to talk about is that C.J. Stroud. You know C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Probably an MVP rookie of the year so far.
I mean, in college at least.
Like, well, yeah, he's on Houston, and now Houston's probably going to make the playoffs for sure. But something that you didn't know about C.J. Stroud is that his dad got sentenced to 38 years in prison when he was 12.
Whoa, wait, what?
38 years into prison without parole until he's a certain age.
Dude, I didn't hear anything about this.
100%.
I didn't hear anything.
You could look it all up. So he touched a little bit about it because he just wants to keep it, like, you know, doesn't want to, like, keep it out there, you
like
know?
Make it a big deal, you know.
Yeah, but he touched a little bit about it, and when he was touching a little bit about it, he was saying the law enforcement is like really rude to his dad, and like he just doesn't like what they're doing to the people in prison. And 38 years is a long time. If you really think about it, he's never gonna watch his son play in a real NFL game, like being present there.
Like I would be crying if I was playing in the NFL, college, high school, yeah. And my dad never got to see me play.
So he said he forgave him and everything, but he will never see him play in real life because obviously he's not going to be playing for more than 40 years. But his dad will eventually get out when he's like 78, which is kind of sad. But he had to think about all that money, all that fame, and he can't even get out of prison. But he is eligible to watch the games in prison, so that's a good thing. But we'll go on to college football because obviously Alabama just beat the number one seed, Georgia.
Yeah, we saw that.
And another thing too, Washington.
Washington,
did I say?
Great team.
Washington's a great team. Like I said last time on the pod, they were ranked eighth. Now they're probably second. They probably are going to
be
second.
They can't be Michigan. They can't be Michigan. What do you mean?
Body.
Come on.
All right, who's our top four right now? We got Michigan probably number one.
Yeah, Michigan one.
All right. Probably Crimson.
That's
Alabama.
Valid.
Okay. Then Washington.
Then Florida State.
Then Florida
State. So we got Michigan, Alabama.
There's a debate. How are you going to put in Florida State? They're missing their quarterback. They had a great season, but how are you going to put in Florida State?
I mean, they're doing good this season, right? I mean,
yeah, but
they're showing up.
They played all the good schools with their number one quarterback, and now he's hurt, and now they're playing all bad schools to finish up the year.
Yeah, I know it's tough to, like, see your QB get hurt like that, but
I guess you have to put them in, but that's going to be the top four in our opinion. Hopefully, I forget when they do the rankings, but we'll see what happens. And, you know, it's just crazy with all the sports right now, and the Natty, obviously they're going to change it as we touch on it. Me and Derek touch on it a little bit. We're just hoping they change it next year to a playoff that has 16 teams.
Yeah.
From what I heard, maybe 8. I don't know.
Now, what did you think about the game last weekend? The game, Michigan-Ohio State.
That was a great game.
You know, I love Michigan. Michigan,
mm-hmm.
That's my team.
That is your team. I know. Go blue.
And, like, you know, it was sick. JJ was bawling out.
Speaking of JJ McCarthy, he went to Nazareth Academy. Nazareth Academy in Chicago, and he... That was a school like only 20 minutes away from my house, so it was kind of cool to just like see him promote and go to Michigan. Now to see him shine in Michigan, but keep going.
Yeah, you know where he finished high school?
Where?
He went to IMG.
Oh, IMG Academy.
Yep.
Yeah, got it.
Big school. I mean,
yeah.
We could go on and on about it.
You're saying Michigan?
No, IMG.
IMG, yeah. But even Michigan, they have the world's largest attendance for a football game.
Well, yeah, they're the biggest stadium in the United States.
It goes Michigan, OSU, then Texas A&M.
Does it?
That threw a little curveball at me because they did a renovation on Texas A&M, and now they're third, OSU, then Alabama, and... Etc. You know, Penn State.
Yeah, and you know the Big House is third biggest in the world. The only two bigger ones are soccer stadiums.
Oh yeah,
and you know because that's like a world sport.
Yeah,
everybody in the world
that's
watches
crazy,
it.
That soccer stuff.
What do you think about like the World Cup being in America?
I'm kind of hyped, knowing that it'll be in Miami because some of them will be in Miami, and obviously we have Messi over here.
Of course.
I feel like Argentina could clutch up again, but Mbappe is definitely a top-tier guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was a little disappointed that, like, he was doing so good. He was almost carrying his team.
This is my confusion with the soccer, because just like basketball, you can only have, like, one star, because that one star is going to take all the shots. If you have two stars, you're splitting up those shots.
Oh, I know, that's right.
So when Mbappe won the World Cup and then Messi won the World Cup, they obviously were on Paris. And
mm-hmm.
Paris sucked. I don't understand why that happened. So it's just kind of weird how sports, even with basketball, football, you can't have, like, more than two stars on a team. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, personally, like, I had been kind of keeping up with the World Cup. I mean, until once USA went out, I was kind of like, oh, man.
Yeah, bummed out. But you USA's know, never good. I don't know why. We're good at the Olympics, everything
else. We're good at everything. I mean, football especially, because that's, all, that's like, our sport, our country's sport. What do you think about flag football being in the Olympics?
No.
No?
No.
You don't like that?
Well, flag football's in the... They don't do Pro Bowl anymore. How about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Pro Bowl was so fun to watch. I always remember...
I know. But they didn't even hit each other. It's so boring, you know. Yeah. The NFL people, they're just getting paid money, laying back, you know.
I know.
But I guess that's how it is. But another thing I want to talk about is lobster. You know, lobster's a fine dining dish. Present day, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love lobster.
Like lobster tail,
top tier.
Lobster tail.
Oh my god, you're so right.
Lobster tail with butter. You know, you could go on and on about lobster. But back in the day, there was like pythons in Florida. There was so many of them that lobster just wasn't graded as good. They would use it in prison. You know how prison food really bad? Yeah. They would use it in prison because it was such a downgraded food. And even in prison, the guys would hate it. They would be like, oh, this is disgusting. So it's kind of crazy just how, like, food evolves over and over. Like, what if we're eating snakes, like, in the next couple of years?
I'm going to be real. Snake is really good.
Like, you've had snake.
I've had snake, yeah.
What type of snake?
It was python. I think it was python, yeah.
Really?
Like, it was soup. It was a python stew. One of the best things I've ever eaten. Yeah, back home in Michigan, we used to go to this church that have this wild game dinner.
What?
Like, a bunch of the church families would, like, bring in different animals that they hunted, and they'd bring it all to the church and cook it up all at once. There was one of every animal you could think of.
Did they catch it just, like, in the wild, or did they buy it?
Well, they caught it. Yeah, really? Like, hunting.
I mean, how do you trust them? Are pythons venomous? No, they're not, right?
Well, no, you can eat them. It's just, like... There's something, I forget what it was. There's like a bacteria in it or that you can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a risk. That's a risk. You know? Some python have it, some python don't.
So like low risk, high reward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
But what about gator? Have you ever tried gator?
I've never tried gator.
Really?
I never have. It sounds so good. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to, but I never have had gator.
Really?
And that's like, I've eaten almost every meat. Just because the wild game dinner I used to go every year.
What's that? Wild game dinner.
The wild game dinner is the thing we had at our church that they just bring in a bunch of meat from across the world, you know.
So what's the weirdest thing? Snake?
So snake's pretty weird. Snake stew? It's good. You're sleeping on it. Snake stew is good.
No.
No, you're sleeping on it. They'd have turtle stew.
Everybody was sleeping on Washington, and I was right, so maybe you're right. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
No, snake is good. Python is good.
I've never tried it, but you know what you guys should try? You guys should follow Abominable on Instagram. Abominable, this is a basketball team I created. The jersey's right here. We also made it some brand hats right here. They're kind of sick. If you guys want to buy them, go in the comments. If you guys want to buy Divergent View merch that's coming in the future.
Oh, yeah, we got to make some of that.
I've already made some of it. I'm just trying to submit a couple other things, you know. Just it's hard to find a retailer for, like, merch. So I'm just trying to get a couple more things ready. And we should have merch by the next episode. And another thing, too, another update. We're going to have, see this little Divergent View sign? We're going to have a nice big one right here.
Whole room renovation.
LED. You know, I'm just trying to put a little more updates into this. Make the podcast good. Make it look amazing. And I'm hoping we could do some crazy stuff with the podcast. But another thing I want to talk about is gas octane. You know what gas octane is?
No, I don't. Can you explain that?
Gas octane. You know, when you go to the gas station, you pull out the pump. You select what grade, I meant to say. Probably it's called octane, but...
Oh, well, I've never heard it called octane before. Yeah, I just called it, like, called pull octane. It out, put it in, gas pump, you know?
Yeah, but it's the grade you give it. You know, like 87, 89, 91, or whatever, Supreme.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, those different kind of gas grades. But I always, like, said to myself, how do you really know you're getting the more expensive gas when you're paying for the more expensive gas? Like... If they really wanted to, like, show that it's actually like that, they, why don't they put diesel on the same pump? And if you press diesel, you get diesel out of the same
pump. I mean, that'd be like a money snag.
Well, if you really think about it, diesel's on a different pump. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you put gas on one pump, diesel on another pump, but you're supposed to get different grades of gas on the one pump, but then why don't you just put them all together? You know what I'm saying? You just tap diesel. And
well, no, because you can tell. Like, if you put diesel fuel in a car mm-hmm. that shouldn't take diesel, you can tell.
No, I'm saying, like, gas grade. How do you know if you're getting the right gas grade?
I don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying. So what if the whole gas industry is a scam, but it's already been scamming everybody right now because of the gallons, like how expensive.
It's so expensive right now. Gas so prices expensive. Are so up.
Crazy. But one more thing, last thing I want to talk about is captivity. Zoos, aquariums, to mention, Miami Sea Aquarium has very, very bad condition for their animals, orcas, dolphins. You guys should see the videos. It's very, very sad. It really is sad, and I mean, I'm just blown away by it because they keep these big orcas where they roam the entire ocean in a little pool. So, I mean, they really need to do something legally to get those things out, and I know they've been working on it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of inhumane, like...
So inhumane.
The captivity. They need to, like... I've seen zoos and aquariums and stuff where it's so bad. They're, like, in tight areas that they shouldn't be living in.
Of course.
Like, I mean, SeaWorld, Ocean World, all that stuff.
The tight areas, too, and slaughterhouses, too, because pork's obviously made by a pig, and mm-hmm. if you've ever seen a pig in real life, you're like, this animal is disgusting, you know, like sniffing with a snout and stuff. But when they butcher those things, they sell every single thing. They sell the feet, they sell the snout, you know, they dry it all out, dogs eat it, whatever. But when those things are in the slaughterhouses ready to, you know, obviously get slaughtered, they don't sweat. They pant like dogs, and I forget another way they exhaust their heat, but one of the main ways they do it is they get shaky in their muscles while we're eating, you know. They just like hormone in their body just goes, and it
and oh him, and that hormone tastes good.
No, the hormone tastes bad. What I'm getting at. So it's kind of disgusting what they're doing with there too, but yeah, man, it really is crazy, you know. So also one last thing, I know I said last thing last time,
I know, we gotta end on a good note, right? We can't be talking about slaughterhouses and pigs.
One good thing is Vita Coconut, but that's not it. We're talking about movies. A lot of good movies have been coming out. A lot of good remakes. Have you guys ever seen Good Burger?
Oh, my gosh.
Good Burger 2
That's a childhood classic.
Same actors, too.
Yeah.
Good Burger. We also got a couple more. It was Good Burger and... shoot.
Yeah. No, but we got a...
Willy Wonka.
That's right.
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka is coming out. You know, a lot of good movies have been coming out because I know they've been trash since the pandemic. And
I know they're starting to get good again.
Like, trying to get good, yeah.
I'm impressed.
So I got to watch that Good Burger. But if we want to go on to a different segment, we could leave on a good note and go to the next segment. All right, guys, back with a new segment. I know the music industry has been booming. You know, just...
Yeah,
a couple artists have been popping off.
I know, and you're like a big Kanye guy. We all love Kanye, right?
Of course I am, yeah.
But listen, he hasn't released music in like a whole year.
Yeah.
Ever since that issue with
Kim and
all the crazy stuff. But yeah, he just dropped a song last week.
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
We gotta play it, buddy.
All right, yeah. It's with Ty Dolla $ign.
We're running on the track.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, who's on the track right now?
That's Ty Dolla $ign right now.
Okay.
It's just like...
Let's skip to the part with Kanye really quick.
Alright, I got you. Let's still Ty Dolla $ign, and then...
This is Kanye.
He's back.
I'm just gonna mute us really quick. Not bad, man. Not bad. You know, I kind of like it. You know, it's pretty good, you know, not familiar with it yet, just like every new song that comes out.
It's like kind of a new style, right?
It is, but that's how all of his songs are.
Yeah. Like, are there
every single song is like yeah. that? But it well,
definitely top like five artists, top three. I mean,
top,
come on,
number one.
The number one for you?
Number one? Nah, he's probably top three.
No, he's my number two.
Number two?
He's my number two. I mean,
I know who your number one is.
Obviously my number one. I know who. Obviously my number one.
Kid Cudi. You want to play a quick, Cudi song really quick?
Yeah, I'm wearing my Man on the Moon, The Chosen. My. Dude, I love my Kid Cudi so much.
I know.
He's my absolute favorite. No, but what are we feeling? Do you hear his, he's dropping a new album in January.
Give me a quick little beat, you know? Give me familiar with, I know Kid Cudi.
This is one of his more recent, this is his most recent album.
Got it. Okay.
It's got like a nice chill flow beat, right?
I'm messing with the beat, you know?
It's the day I've been waiting for.
What is this?
No, but it's like, it's from a movie. Have you heard he's like quitting music to go into the movie industry?
Really?
Insano is his last album he's dropping in January.
That's crazy.
Right? But, yeah, that's his last album ever.
Last album.
Then he's going into music. He might make like music, or not music, he's going into movies.
Really?
And he might make music in his movies or whatever, uh-huh. but he's going to be an actor, director, make movies. Have you seen
like,
his movie?
Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Kind of, yeah.
Got it. And but, like...
You know? Like Childish Gambino, like Donald Glover.
Logan Paul?
Yeah, Logan Paul?
Yeah, you know
him. No, but like Donald Glover, you know him? Childish Gambino. You don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, he's big. Donald Glover. He's big time.
I have no idea.
He's good. He's talented.
Just give me a little rundown what he is.
So he's this guy named, his artist, his music name is Childish Gambino.
I heard
he,
that.
He like makes plenty of songs. I mean, got they're it. Iconic. And then he also does movies and stuff. He's in a lot of them. He has features in a bunch of Marvel movies. He's Uncle Aaron in Spider-Man. I know. Vita Coca, so good. No, but he was in the new Spider-Verse movie too.
Really?
Yeah, because he like was kind of the inspiration for Miles Morales. Because it's like a young black guy trying to be Spider-Man.
Yeah,
like for that's sure. just. You know,
that's his, like,
and that was his inspiration.
His mojo, our mojo.
That's his mojo. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Just we're just gonna wrap everything up. You know what I'm saying? Second episode. I hope you guys are hyped for episode number 3. We got a special guest coming on one of the episodes. Episode 10 is gonna be great. But I hope you guys love it. Kuzi, you got anything to say?
No, man. I mean, just happy to be here. Good to be on the pod.
You know, man. I just want to keep doing this. Obviously, the next pod is gonna be maybe on the golf course. Maybe in here, you know, we never know. Okay. We got the upgrades coming, but thank you guys for watching. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. So let's go. Back it up a little bit, boys. Let's back up. Thank you, boys. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, bro.